suggest that we go to the special meeting of the Board of Directors, and I will call the meeting to order. In calling the meeting to order, you have the agenda before you. We have one item. I will call your attention. You have a revised resolution. As we go through, let me just take an approval of the agenda. Are there any objections? We have one item on here. Hearing none, then accept the agenda. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Downs and ask that he give us a report from the Customer Service and Operations Committee regarding the naming of the stations for the June 12, 2012 map.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Operations Committee unanimously recommended to the board the resolution that you have before you. I'm not going to take the time to read it. I would ask the chair to introduce it and have the board consider it.
Okay, and you have the resolution. I will draw your attention immediately because as I make the motion, I want it to be consistent. On the back, on page 2, where it talks of New York Avenue, the secondary should be not the spelled out avenue, but A-V-E, the abbreviation. That's a mistake in the preparing this. With that, I move the resolution on station naming as presented in the document.
Second.
Okay. Oh, it's back to me. I forgot. This is a juggling chair. okay. Any discussion questions about the resolution? Yes, Mr. McKay.
I would be a lot more comfortable if in the next to last resolve where we're talking about future analyzing the terms where it says considerations associated with station names to include. I would rather see that say with station names limited to the following, because I think you're going to end up with a whole discussion on the entire station naming policy if you don't limit it to these, instead of saying include these, limit it to these.
Is that a substitute?
Mr. McKay can actually make a motion, right?
Yeah.
Can you? We're in the board meeting.
Yes. I'm sorry. Well, you're right. Okay.
Madam Chair, I'd be happy to make a motion that we strike include and insert limited before the word to.
Ms. Hines has moved. Is there a second? Mr. Downey seconds. Is there discussion? So that the new resolution removes the word include and substitutes limited to. Yes, limited to.
I'd like to ask a question if I could. May I?
Mr. Nichols.
Just in principle, I agree with what Mr. McKay is saying, that we need to agree to commit. I think it's very, very important. I also just want to express a concern that the board should not lock itself into a cell and say that it can't come out. We've got a lot of issues that are going to come in front of us to be discussed. I'm certainly not in a place where I want to advocate that we sit down and reevaluate our policy on names, but I expect data to come forward over on these several issues that may infer issues that we need to include as we adopt a final policy. And I just don't want to put us in a place where we cannot reasonably look as the board at what issues arise out of what may come forward. That's my only concern. It's not with the principle that you express in terms of these are the issues. I just don't want to put us in a place where we say, well, we can't do that. We said we're not going to do that. And there may be imminent reason for considering an issue. And I don't have an issue in mind, believe me. The fewer issues, the better for me. But I don't want to put us in a place where the board cannot act as a board.
Ms. Hines and Allen.
Oh, I was just going to say this is direction to staff. to investigate these various areas. And so I think what we've done is put a box around what we're asking staff to do so that they can do it in a timely manner.
Thank you very much. My wife would have said, you didn't need to say that, Albert.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate the comments about this.
Is there further discussion? Okay. Hearing none. All those in favor of the resolution as amended?
Oh, I do have discussion on the entire resolution. Is
that
where we
are? Where we are.
Okay. I just wanted to thank everybody, staff and board members, for your thoughtful consideration, and you, Mr. Chairman, for coming up with a policy moving forward that I think that we've all agreed to. I do want to say for the record that the district has certainly guaranteed to fund these changes, but the district has also secured private funding to support those changes. So that's just a note that I wanted to put on the record.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? The motion passed, and with that, we are adjourned.